Bubbler.
Type of thing, and it was to the point where I was like hiding for cover because I looked in the sky. It was nighttime, and there was like this symbol in the same fashion as the bat symbol, but I don't remember what it was. All I knew was a signal that the simulation was breached. So yeah, it was that type of dystopia. I don't wanna do that shit ever again.
With limbs.
You made life is beauty. 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 You made life is beauty.
It's a special, a big party. Should it be, she likes to go on it. I was in another person's body, and that person was going on a vacation resort retreat with their like spouse or something, but it was also for like research. They're trying to bust the case of like the mystery behind this retreat, right? And so there's like a bunch of weird shit happening. Like they locked us in, and there's like nobody else. It was in these woods. Like if you've ever seen The Lobster, it was like almost like The Lobster, except for without the lobsters and more like, I don't know. It was definitely giving. It was giving A24 for sure. And I was like, I kept jumping from body to body, even though we were only two people. So like, there's just a bunch of bodies that I didn't know where I was, and I was still locked into the resort. And then there's a point where I was like disembodied. I was just like a floating soul. And I tried to escape, but then they took one of the bodies I had jumped into like this weird torture room, and I was like watching from above, and it was like morphing with all the souls together, and it was chaining its feet into hooks, and I don't know, it was weird, it was weird. And you know, and what's that movie, it's Andre 3000 and Robert Pattinson, how Andre 3000 was in like this garden room in the outfit they wore on the spaceship. They were wearing that red outfit, and it was like a red outfit and a white outfit, or orange, whatever color that was. Anyway, I don't know what it means.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom.
Shut up.
I want to preface the dream journal by saying that Hot Girl Summer is officially canceled due to a lack of reproductive rights. It's actually not given reproductive rights. It's actually the opposite. It's actually taking. So that, I think that fact is bubbling up in my subconscious, kind of resulting in some dreams. And I also just want to say that I have been playing Lethal League a lot. And so even before last night, there's a good bit of my dreams that do happen in this dystopian, maybe even like whatever comes after techno-feudalism, city environment, Gotham, all that. I think subconsciously, no matter what happens, that's the way that I see the world. But ignore me. Anyway, so I have this issue where I am trying to really modify my sleep schedule to wake up before 11 a.m. And I only have successfully done that about 4 times in the past 10 days. So that's an F. However, there's a reason for that shit. And the reason is that I will literally wake up, I will touch my magic alarm clock, and I will immediately fall back asleep. And it almost feels like against my will. Like I will literally fall asleep. And usually it's because a dream was interrupted by my alarm clock. And it's almost as if my subconscious is saying, no bitch, this is going out. It's almost as if my waking self is like, what do you mean? Why? And my subconscious self literally slaps the waking self and says, shut up. And then knocks my unconscious back into sleep dream world. So, what I do remember, as far back as I can remember, is for some reason being in school. And not school, like higher education, university, institution, no, like school, like elementary, not even a secondary, maybe like a fifth grade situation. Why? I don't know, but I'm in school. I'm a child. I don't know if I'm a child. I'm being treated like a child by the teachers who are asking me, hey, come into class, we're watching a film, and then class ends really quickly, and then it's announced that it's time for recess. We go outside for recess, but it's not a playground, it's like an arena. It's giving Coliseum, it's giving WWE SmackDown, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go inside. And I go inside, and it's a skate. It's like a skate park. There are bleachers, there's huge, there's stands, it's literally an arena. It's like an old arena turned skate park. And it's like what would have been like a concrete slab of a football field. And the skaters are jumping off of the bleachers, jumping off of whatever the fuck, down into this concrete football field to fucking skate. So I hate to admit this, but my subconscious is thotting it up at the skate park. Like, why is that just like a classic thing? I hate it. What a trope. Take a break from thotting it up to go outside. And I get a phone call, and this phone call is from someone that I do know in real life, but I really don't like them. I used to like them, but I don't like them anymore. So we're going to give them a name, and their name is going to be Beatrice. So Beatrice calls me, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I met this thing. Like, I met, you know, little skate shorty, whatever. And I met someone there, but as I'm describing them to the on the phone call to Beatrice, I realized, like, I can't even describe the person. I'm like, did I just forget who they are and their name? And I forgot their name, and I'm, like, trying to describe them with their, like, I don't know. And Beatrice is just like, oh, no, I know exactly who you're talking about. I'm like, you do? With what information, bitch? Anyway, she's like, no, that's such and such. And let's just say we're going to name him Moses. I don't know. Yeah, Beatrice is like, yeah, that's Moses. And I'm like, well, what's up with that? And she's like, oh, no, I know him. He made a song for me. I'm like, oh, really? What song? And she proceeds to sing the song. And she's singing. And, like, I like singing. But, you know, I hung up. Thank you. I was like, thanks. Okay, bye. Hangs up the phone. I'm going back inside. It's my recess, whatever. Going back inside. And I'm like, I'm looking for Moses. I'm looking for this fucking dirty ass skater, and can't find him. And so I see someone else that I do know, that I know in real life, that I do like, that's my friend. And we're gonna call them Sam. And Sam is just like, yo, are you good? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why, what's up? They're like, are you sure? Like, you look pregnant. And I look down, and I'm fucking pregnant. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay, I'm pregnant. Okay. So I don't know if it was like a school official or some voice of reason being like, no, you're very pregnant and you're actually about to give birth to the child right now. I'm like, oh. Okay, I don't even know whose baby this is. The back of my head, is this Moses's child? Don't even know what's going on. So I get escorted to a back room. I'm still sending people to look for, I'm asking Sam to find Moses, and Sam is pissed because Sam is like, did you just get pregnant by a random person? I'm like, okay, look, I don't know what's happening. Anyway, I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to find someone who knows. Mind you, in an arena skate park situation, I duck off to give birth to a child. Of course, nobody knows what to do. And I'm like, can anyone help me? And everyone's like, no. You have no fucking idea what you're talking about. What's going on? Okay, cool. I go into this dark, dark room that's nothing but, like, you know that carpet that's not soft? It's like the hardest carpet in the world. Hardest fucking carpet in the world. I'm sitting on the hardest carpet in the world, about to give birth, and I don't even feel like I'm about to give birth. I just feel like I'm gonna pee on myself, maybe poop, maybe both. And I'm just like, you know what? If this baby inside me, I have to have this baby. I have to do this. I'm gonna have this baby. And I lay there on the hardest carpet in the world, and I try to, like, reach inside of myself and grab, but there's nothing there. I don't know. And, okay, nothing. So, then I'm like, alright, I have to do this. I'm doing this myself. I'm talking myself through this. I think Sam's, like, coming in intermittently to see, in my seat, like, what's wrong with her? And I'm like, maybe I'm just full of food. Did I just eat a lot? Alright, well, let me try and push. I push a little pee-pee comes out. But I feel a little something. So I do it again, I do the push. One push. A baby comes out of me. A whole baby. And the baby pops out. And it's like, of course, it's a wet baby. It's covered in whatever the fuck. And Sam comes back and is like, oh shit, it's a baby. And then Moses comes out of nowhere like, oh whoa, that's a baby. I'm like, look, yeah, it's a baby. Can I have some help? I need a cloth. I'm like, can we at least wash this child off? Like, and so I'm like, there should be an umbilical cord. Like, there should be things, right? Why is this baby not have an umbilical cord? Where's my placenta? Okay, the baby doesn't have an umbilical cord. It's not connected to an umbilical cord, but there's an umbilical cord outside of me is quite literally just on the floor. It's like my fifth appendage, just, it's a tentacle hanging outside of me. And I'm looking at this baby, I'm like, wait, someone comes by with a cloth and I clean off the baby. This is a completely tattooed baby. Like, it's, this is like, this is, this baby has tattoos. This baby has been through some shit. This baby just looks like, the baby doesn't cry, does not cry, just looks at me. And I'm looking at the baby, looking at these tattoos. I can remember a few of the tattoos. One is like an eagle, a bird, classic, I don't know. Another is like a flag of Colombia, or another one's like a seal. I don't know. It was like, the baby was tatted. The baby was tatted. And I was just like, I don't know whose baby this is. Maybe it's my baby. And I'm just like, okay, I think I should wait for the placenta to come out. Like, I don't want to rip it out. I'm just going to sit and wait. As I'm waiting, I'm like, Moses, is this your baby? He's like, it's not my baby. I'm like, Sam, is this your baby? He's like, it's not my baby. I don't know whose baby this is. But me and the child are laying on the world's hardest carpet. And I think at this point, I'm carrying this baby out into the skate park, the skate arena thing. And I don't know why. I don't know why I'm searching for whoever's baby this is, although I'm the one that just gave birth to it. But the baby seems unfazed, unbothered, and rather healthy and calm. That's really all I remember. That's all I remember. And I remember waking up and being disappointed because it was 12:56. It was 12:56. I'm supposed to wake up at 10 a.m. every day. And this dream took so much energy, so much time, and it's always like that. It's frequent like this, and then there are these frequent themes of me struggling visibly, clearly struggling, and every single person around me not wanting to help, dismissing whatever the struggle is, or making fun of me, and just leaving me to deal with whatever it is. So, I don't know where that comes from. I actually do, but I don't want to say it out loud. And that's just one night. That's just one. So, I guess we'll wait. We'll wait to see.
Oh. Yeah. it felt like the ceremony was for me, and that I was like at the front, and I was sitting next to my mom, and there was like this basket, like a woven basket in the center, and people were throwing things in it, and like it looked like there was flower petals inside, and like sticks of what looked like vanilla, but it wasn't vanilla. And again, like everyone was just there throwing these things in, and I'm feeling like my current state of mind is that I'm feeling really sad, but like I'm being comforted by my mom, and like the level of comfort that I feel by just like being next to my mom, like I have my head in her shoulder, and I'm just like really relaxed and calm, in contrast to how I was feeling at the time of my actual life. But it felt very nice. It felt honestly very nice. Like I was receiving a much needed hug. And when I woke up, it felt like I had been hugged.
Thank you. T-T-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y